Brilliance of Ramadan, 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 brilliance of Ramadan. Brilliance of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله آقا دو عالم نور مجسم شاہ آدم و بنی آدم آوا بلاود نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn Ilm-e-Deen. A moment spent in learning Ilm-e-Deen is better than the nafli ibadat of whole day and whole night. Today's topic is about truthfulness. The benefits of being truthful. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, indeed, truthfulness leads to pious deed, to neki. And pious deed leads to Jannah. And undoubtedly, person keeps on speaking truth till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes his name as Siddiq. And lying leads towards sin. And sin leads towards hellfire. Indeed, person keeps on lying till, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his name is written as Kadhab, which means excessive liar. Allama Ibn Battal alayhi rahmatullah al-Ghaffar, he writes in Sharh of Sahih Bukhari that this hadith mubarakah explains this particular ayat of Quran Kareem. Innal abrara lafi na'im wa innal fujjara lafi jahim. Indeed, pious people are in peace, and no doubt the transgressors are in hell. It means that truthfulness includes people in the groups of abrars, and the ni'mats, the bounties of Jannat are for the abrars, whereas speaking lies include person amongst fujjar, the transgressors, the sinners, and for them is hellfire. Truthfulness is from amongst the highest characteristics of a believer. As it is mentioned in Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya yuhalladhina amanu attaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O believers, fear Allah and be with the truthful ones. In this ayah kareema, sidq or truthfulness is mentioned after taqwa. As taqwa, piety, is a great sifat, is a great attribute of believers, and muttaqeen have high station in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Similarly, sidq or truthfulness is also a great sifat. Hazrat Sayyidina Hakim Luqman alayhi rahmatullahil mannan, he was asked, what is the reason that you have attained such a great station? He replied, to speak the truth and not to be dishonest in the trust, and because of refraining from unnecessary talking, chit-chatting. So I refrained from that. Because of these three reasons, I attained this special station. Abu Zakariya Yahya bin Sharaf Nawawi alayhi rahmatullah al-Qawi, he writes in Sharh Muslim that people are motivated to speak the truth in this hadith mubarakah, and we are warned regarding speaking lies and being soft towards the liars. Because if someone is soft and kind towards lying or this characteristic, then slowly he will start speaking lies as well, and he'll become famous as a liar amongst the people. Allama Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani Quddisa Sirruhun Nurani, he writes in Fathul Bari that it is mentioned in this hadith mubarakah that person keeps speaking lies, so he is written as excessive liar. In other words, that it is decided for that person that he is a liar, and he becomes apparent to angels as a liar, and it is put in the hearts of the people on the ground that he is a liar. Hazrat Sayyiduna Malik alayhi rahmatullah al-Khaliq, he quotes the saying of Sayyiduna Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that a person when he speaks a lie and he intends to speak a lie, there is a black dot created on his heart till his whole heart becomes black. Means he keeps on lying and the dots keep on increasing till his whole heart is blackened, and then he is written as a liar in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِذَا كَذَبَ الْعَبْدُ تَبَاعَدَ عَنْهُ الْمَلَكُ مِيلًا مِنْ نَتْنِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ. When person speaks a lie, bad smell which emanates from his mouth is so severe that angel runs away from him to the extent of a mile. Aqaidu Alam Noor Mujassam Shahe Adamu Bani Adam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, should I not inform you about the biggest sins? Then he said, to associate partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be disobedient to parents. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting by taking the support of something. Then he sat upright immediately and he said, to speak lie and to give false evidence. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept on saying this thing over and over. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that 8 people will be most disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Number 1, a liar, person who speaks lie, who makes false statements, gives false evidence, is a liar. So he will be totally disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Number 2, the arrogant person, mutakabbir, he will be disliked. Number 3, those people who keep grudge in their hearts for their brothers, and when they come in front of them, they meet them with smiley face, or they meet them with warmth. So in actual fact, their character is hypocritical, that they are not honest with their own selves. So these kind of people would not be liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. And this sickness is increasing. There are a lot of people who keep grudge regarding their friends, their families, their relatives. But when they come in front of them, they're very nice with them. So this is munafiqat. And it is totally disliked in Shariat, totally criticized and condemned in our Shariat. Number 4, those people, when they are called towards Allah Azza wa Jal and to His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they make excuses. And when they are called towards shaitanic activities, evil activities, they join those activities in haste. And this is also the character of many people these days, that for clubs, they're always ready. For cinemas, they're always ready. For games, they're always ready. For all other types of entertainments, they're always ready. But when they are called towards the masjid, towards salat, towards ibadat, they are full of excuses. So these type of people are disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 5, those people who are able to fulfill any of their worldly desire, and then they sway, they take oaths, and they say this is jais for us, or this is permissible for us, even though that is impermissible for them, that is najais for them. So these type of people are disliked, and a lot of people do many different things in their businesses which they know that it is najais, it is haram, it is not permissible. But they would take vows and they would take oaths and regard them as to be legal for them and jais for them. Number 6, those people who carry tales, carry people's discussions and pass them over to other people. Or they expose people's characters. Number 7, those people who cause division between friends, between relatives, they are totally disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. And number 8, those who desire that pious people should be indulged in sinful activities, and they desire and they keep looking, something happens so they can give bad name to the pious people, to the ulama, to the holy people, to the people of deen. So they are disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Muslim community should always respect pious people, should always respect holy people, should always respect ulama ikram, religious and deeni people. Aqaidu Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if someone has 4 characteristics, he is a hypocrite. And if someone has one of them, he has one of the qualities of hypocrisy until he leaves that. Number 1, when trust is kept by him, he is dishonest. He does not look after the amanat, the trust. Number 2, when he talks, he lies. So this is also a quality of hypocrites. Number 3, when he makes a promise, he does not fulfill the promise. And number 4, when he fights, he uses vulgar language, he swears, he uses abusive, rude language. This is the quality of hypocrites. Aqaidu Alam Nure Mujassam Shah Adam Bani Adam our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, make truthfulness necessary upon you, because truthfulness is with good deed, and both of these mean truthfulness and good deed are in Jannat, mean they will take you to Jannat. And always keep refraining from lie, because lie is with sin. And both of these means the lie and the sin are to lead to Jahannam. So it is very important that we should be on the side of truthfulness. We should be truthful and never speak a lie. Aqaidu Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, speak the truth even if you see destruction in it, because salvation is in speaking the truth. In this hadith mubarakah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has removed all doubts from the minds and the hearts of the people that if we speak truth, we can be in trouble. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that even if apparently it looks like that you will be in trouble or you are on the path of destruction because of speaking the truth, but ultimately you will be helped and you are on the path of salvation and you will attain success. There's a beautiful story of our Murshid, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani Ghaus al-Azam, which shows how important it is to be truthful and how beneficial it is to be truthful for other people as well who come in contact with you. There was a caravan that was going from Gilan to Baghdad. when this caravan departed from Hamdan city, as soon as the jungle started, a group of robbers appeared in front of the caravan and they started looting the valuables of the people. And there was a young man in that caravan, he was 18 years of age. One robber came to him and he said, "Oh boy, do you have something with you as well?" The young man said, "I have 40 dinars which are sewn in my clothes." The robber said, "Oh young man, don't joke with me. Speak the truth." The young man said, "Indeed, I have 40 dinars. Under my armpit, in my clothes, a small bag is sewn in which there are 40 dinars. And the robber saw that and he started wondering, and he took this young man to his leader and told the whole story. The leader of the robbers, he said, "Oh young man, what is going on? People hide their valuables from the robbers, but you have expressed everything without being punished or without any pressure." The young man said, "When I was leaving my house, my mother took promise from me. And she said that, 'Oh my son, in every situation, you must always speak the truth.' So I was fulfilling the promise which I made with my mother." The statement of young man was so inspiring that the leader of the robbers, including all other robbers, they started crying and tears started falling from their eyes. And he started saying, "Oh young man, you are so fortunate. You did not worry about losing your wealth, but you were very firm on the promise which you made with your mother. And how bad we are that we have made so many promises with our Creator, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are breaking those promises. We are hurting the creation of Allah. We are hurting people. We are taking their goods by force." And then after saying that, that leader and all other robbers, they made a true tawbah. They repented and they returned all the goods back to the people of caravan. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, this young man was our Murshid Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Quddisa Sirruhun Nurani. That because of him speaking the truth, the leader of robbers and all other robbers, they got so inspired that the door of Tawbah was open for them. And they made Tawbah and they became pious people. In this story, Hazur Ghaus-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu is giving us a lesson that no matter how difficult situation you might be facing in your life, you must never take support from lies. Always be truthful. And if you are truthful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you from the unseen. You need to trust this. Hazrat Sayyidina Bishr bin Bakr alayhi rahmatullah al-akbar, he says that, "I saw Hazrat Imam Auza'i rahmatullahi alayhi with the group of ulama in the Jannat. That means he saw him in his dream. And I asked him, where is Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Malik bin Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He said, his station is very high. I asked him, for what reason his station is so high? And he replied, because of truthfulness. Because he was always truthful. He never spoke a lie. And because of that, his station is very great. Truthfulness is a reason for all the virtuous things. And it is a path towards Jannah, towards paradise. And whereas lying is the root of all evils, and it is the pathway to hellfire. And we also learn that because of speaking lies, a black spot is created on the heart of a person, and till his whole heart becomes blackened, unless he makes tawbah. If he does not make tawbah, then his whole heart is black. In other words, the guidance will not enter in that heart. The advice, the nasiha, will not enter that heart. We also learn that a liar is exposed in front of angels. And in the hearts of the people, hatred is put regarding the liar. The person who speaks lies, he loses respect. And we also learn that in every situation, in every condition, no matter how difficult the situation might be, one needs to speak the truth, because salvation is in the truth. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us truthful and include us amongst the truthful and grant us the company of truthful people. And may Allah make us sincere bondsmen and give us tawfiq to be on the path of truthfulness in every condition. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Brilliance of Ramadan, 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 brilliance of Ramadan.